Good morning, 912 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. And joining us on another one of our Ask the Expert segment, we have Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, James?
Hey, doing well. Cannot complain, especially about a little bit of a shorter work week. So that is A-OK with me. And I know you guys had a auction here not too long ago and got some more coming up, right?
Yep, that's right. We had a great auction last Saturday, and we got more coming up. I'll talk about the next auction that we're going to have on June the 8th just briefly on here. It's 161 acres with a barn dominium on it. This is just right outside of Atlanta, Kansas, so not terribly far from Wichita. But this is really a nice, diverse piece of property, too. This has got a little bit of grass, also got a little bit of farmland with it. There's just a lot of potential here with this property. It's got a nice, like I said, barn dominium with a heated shop floor, plenty of space to just do so many different things with. So if that interests you, get on our website and check that out. And or if you need any more information, just feel free to get a hold of me. So also, I'm going to talk about, I was talking a little bit about this last week, a listing that I got there in Fredonia. It's the Eagle's Nest, and it's a great business opportunity for someone. That has a total of 10 rooms for those that don't know. The current owners have connected a couple of those rooms, and they have added a full kitchen, and they live there. So they live there and run it, and they've got full-time tenants. Some of them pay weekly, and some of them's monthly and all that. But a pretty neat little place, and that also has a nice little gazebo and a goldfish pond back there in the back. There's a hot tub. Also, the motel there, there's a laundry room for all the tenants that live there that share that. There's also a full kitchen that they all share. Pretty cool little place. And, again, just a great business opportunity if someone's looking for something like that up there. So if you want to check it out, again, just give me a call. I'll be happy to show it to you or get you some information on that as well. So, we got some more personal property auctions that, are in the works. We'll be probably talking a little bit more about that next week, as that gets a little closer and we get things put together on that and finish all that up. Just that time of the year and staying busy with those, and you can keep up with us again if you get on the website and follow us on there. So, and today I'm in the office here with David Sundgren, so he's with me, and he'll be kind of chiming in on some things too.
Excellent. Well, good to have you on here, and very good to talk with you here this morning. And I know you guys wanted to talk just a little bit about the topic of eminent domain, right?
Yep, that's right. So to talk a little bit more, and for those that don't know, eminent domain refers to the process by which the government may seize private property with proper compensation, but with also without the owner's consent. Now, this in the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution stipulates that the property must be claimed for public use and that just compensation must be provided to the property owner. In order to claim an eminent domain over a property for the purpose of economic development, the government must establish that the property is belighted. That's meaning a physical space or structure that is no longer accessible or acceptable or beneficial condition in its community. So is eminent domain a good thing or a bad? Well, usually it's a good thing, and used carefully and properly, the power of eminent domain can help communities invest in projects that are necessary for them to function efficiently, such as roads, bridges, water management systems. These kinds of projects help preserve property values and create the conditions for robust economic growth. So, but improper or incorrect use of eminent domain can also harm property rights and destroy trust in the public and other institutions. So,
probably a lot of people notice some of the things that you're noticing now that eminent domain is involved in are power lines.
We're talking a little bit about eminent domain, and you know, is it necessarily good or a bad thing?
Well, it's this is Dave. It's for public use, and it's usually to help build infrastructure. You know, a lot of these towns and cities were built back when, and the streets were built when they had smaller cars, or they were more narrow. Or less traffic, less people. So when you see a street being widened, there's probably some eminent domain involved because they're going to have to take the front of some people's property in order to widen those streets. The same thing with power lines, and anyone that's been out in the countryside recently, almost anywhere, is seeing the electricity grid enlarge, and that they use power or eminent domain to put those power lines in. So it's usually a good thing. It's a court process, so the government can't take land without going through the court process. And so there's a judge involved, usually attorneys, and a lot of times appraisers in order to appraise the land so that you know, you reach a fair settlement in court.
Well, and one of my questions...
What about, Dave,
yeah, go ahead.
The eminent domain process has been done? At that point in time, is there easements that are granted? And can you talk a little bit about easements and give some examples of that?
Yes, there are easements. For instance, on a power line, they might have a 30-foot, a 60-foot, or a 90-foot easement or something like that. They have to have the easements generally wide enough so if the power lines fall over, they fall in the easement and not onto other private land. And so they take rights with that. You know, they have the right to put their poles up. They have the right to service the power line. Sometimes they take access rights so they can get in, things like that. But yeah, it's an easement. It's usually a permanent easement that lasts forever until the power line or the pipeline is no longer in use, and then sometimes those go back to the landowner.
Right, so an easement is really just a right to cross or otherwise use someone else's land for a specific purpose. Is what it is. There's different types of those easements. One that I'll talk about is easements in gross. In a type of easement that gives a person the right to use a parcel of land owned by someone else, an easement in gross cannot be inherited when the holder of the easement in gross dies. The easement is then terminated. So for an example of that, you can say a landowner owns a piece of property with a good fishing hole on it. The landowner may give a fisherman, say Mr. Brown, an easement in gross that grants him access to use the fishing hole. If the landowner sells the land or Mr. Brown passes on or moves away, then that easement ceases to exist. So there is just different types of easements and what they mean and what they hold. Maybe, Dave, you can talk a little bit about easement by prescription.
Yeah, those are easements. Lots of times people may be using someone else's land, and they may use it for a long period of time. If it could be an adverse easement where somebody is using it It has to be under these three or four things: openly, notoriously, and without the consent of the other person. So you may be driving through someone's property, or you may be using some of their farm ground because it's on the other side of the river and you can't get to it. And those are all things that if you have a question about those types of easements, you need to seek legal counsel, because those can be really complicated, and there are court tests or things that are tested in court that have to happen in order for someone to have to own an adverse easement over someone else's property. But they're all interesting things. Like I said, I think my advice is always to seek legal counsel if you have a question about some type of an easement.
Now, my question for you guys, and I've been just thinking about this a little bit, you know, we have some of these old rail lines that we run into here in Southeast Kansas, you know, were used for a time, and the railroad has abandoned those. Do you know how it works, the process of that, when, you know, something like a railroad has been essentially abandoned by the railroad? Can a property owner take that over after a certain point, or how exactly does that work?
That's a good question. And there again, I can speak to it generally, but a good attorney is who someone really needs to visit with if they have one of those abandoned lines on their property. Some of those have been deeded from the railroad to the Rails for Trails or different organizations like that that can keep it for a public use, because those right-of-ways are they're hard to get, and they're really valuable for certain organizations. So you have the Rails to Trails. Some of them go back to the landowner. They come off of generally the section or the piece of land that they were taken 100-and-some years ago. Sometimes the railroad will deed those back, or the railroad will just simply quit claim deed, saying that they don't own that or they give up all their claim to it. And in that case, the landowners need to claim it, you know, to have it back. So there again, anyone that has a question about that, you know, having one of those railroads run through their property, needs to get good legal advice in order to make that right.
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, something that we do run into every so often, and something to take into consideration. Anything else that we should be thinking about and know about easements here as we talk about this topic?
No, I think that we've covered it pretty well today. I think the important thing, like Dave was saying, is that if you have any questions about that, getting to in front of a real estate attorney is really the best advice to figure out whatever your situation may be. So we run across these types of easements all the time when we're selling properties, and those are situations that we have to deal with and get through, and what other issues, you know, it may arise, but deal with them properly, and that's getting to the right person, and that's a good real estate attorney. So
yeah, and that's a yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the one other thing I would say is that when you buy a piece of property, easements are generally recorded of record, so they're recorded at the courthouse for all the public to see. And so when somebody's buying a piece of real estate, the title policy or the abstract will generally have those easements on it, and you need to look at those before you buy the property, because some of those can you know, be significant in how you're going to use the property after you buy it. So those are recorded generally, and you can get a hold of those and read them.
Excellent. That's always a good reminder there. And I know you folks are good resources too. You know, if people are looking at some property, it's always good to know and go in with their eyes open on some of these easement issues, because I've heard stories in the past where, you know, people bought a property and then they had to deal with some pretty significant easement challenges and had to get, you know, the county involved in some level. So it can be something that, you know, it can affect, you know, your purchase price of the property. And of course, if people are looking to get a hold of you guys for any reason, if they're maybe looking to have an auction or have some questions about real estate, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to get a hold of me is by my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Also, our office in Fredonia, you can call there. It's 620-607-2445. Or just stop by. We're just downtown on the square, kind of north and west of the courthouse, so we're pretty easy to find. We also have our office up here in El Dorado, so we cover a pretty big, vast area. So wherever you may be, just give us a holler, and we'd be happy to talk to you or cover whatever questions you may have relating to real estate or auctions or any of that stuff too. We also do appraisals here. We've got a full team of appraisers here, so we're kind of your one-stop shop here. We do it all, so.
All right. I do appreciate, you know, your guys' expertise, and always a good number to have on hand if anyone does have questions, because you guys are always happy to help answer those and get people kind of on the right track. So I do appreciate it and look forward to chatting with y'all again here real soon and next week at this time here on KGGF.
All right. Thanks, James. See you then.
All right. Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. That is the folks from Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. We do appreciate them being here on the program. And coming up, we have Open Line that is on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF in just a couple of minutes.